Episode of PCP, it's me, Pete Kogler, PCP 420. What a fantastic start to a podcast. I've been away. I've had a couple of weeks off. I've had a couple of weeks on vacation, and I'm back. In that time, some wonderful things have happened musically, and one of them was that. That was the latest album by Secret Archives of the Vatican, which came out, of course. I've been waiting for it for quite a while. It's called War on Terror. That's T-E-R-R-A. Nothing to do with Muslims, Christians, Israelis, or anybody else for that matter. It's all to do with music and living. And that particular track was called "The Coming of Shadows," and I really enjoyed it. I hope you did too. Now, the thing is, everybody knows fine well that I'm a big fan and now a big friend of the Archives Massive up there in Croydon. So this particular album is different because normally what happens is there's the core of the collective that make up Secret Archives is Vince and Louis, and occasionally they get other people in there, and they change their musical styles over time. And when I first sort of picked up on them, which was probably about sort of 2007, 2008, I think it was, probably something like that time. They were making music that I would have considered to be sort of, you know, fairly sort of, you know, on the edge, but sort of there were a larger collection of them playing some sort of dubby stuff. And they've moved on. They definitely moved on. Vince took in a definitely different direction with Remembering Machine, which is in the early part of 2009. And since then, there's sort of been a definite sort of different swing of musical styles. But you know, there's always been sort of a common element that has been the two of them, Vince and Louis. But this new album, apparently, it's all Louis's work. So I was kind of interested to sort of think, can I actually tell the difference? And I think I can. I think I would say that difficult to describe what I would describe as the immediate words, but I think that's the answer. Is the word is slightly more immediate, that the music slightly more accessible than some of the stuff that Vince has done. But you know, equally, if it's immediate, does that mean you lose interest after a short while? I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I do like the way they do this stuff together, and of course, Louis has been producing some fantastic bass lines, and that's, you know, what makes this album particularly cool at the moment, I think. And Vince has been doing some you know, very interesting stuff with these side projects. And of course, I played one of his side projects, which I've forgotten the name of at the moment because I'm slightly pissed. What's the name of it? Oh, come on, Kogel. I don't know. I'll have to go back and have a little look. Come on, rummage. Talk amongst yourselves for a while I have a little rummage in here, and I'll tell you what it was called. Oh, you know, any good podcaster would probably edit this bit out, you know, but as I'm not that good a podcaster anymore, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. What is the name of the bloody album? Thousand Yard Prayer is the artist, and Nine Ships is the title of the album. Why I couldn't remember that in the first place, I have no idea, but as I said, it could be something to do with the fact that I'm very tired and I've had some alcohol. Yeah, it could be to do with that. Then again, it might not. I just don't know. Let's move on. Stop wittering and get on with it. There's been another resurgence of fantastic music, this time from the fairly dormant, but not until now, Ideology record label over in Berlin and Cologne. Two tracks from two albums that have come out from them. Starting off with this one. This is Strad and a track called Atomic Tonic. Sort of thing I need, really. Strad was the title of the artist. You can find him at the Ideology label, ideology.de. Look for the particular release, ID071. It is the title track of an album called Atomic Tonic, and very good it was too. And I've got another track from Ideology coming up a bit later on. It's not the only one that's got new albums out. There are lots of new albums, as you imagine, all over the place. And I've gathered them together into this place for you to play them. This is a new album called Divided We Stand, put together by C-Doc. Now, I'm not particularly good on old school hip-hop, so I didn't know that this, but C-Doc was the producer behind Public Enemy, who, of course, I have heard of. This is a track called Surf MCs Must Die, featuring Marcus J. Gilligan. See if you recognise some of the samples in this.
Yo, it's Marcus J, and this is crazy. Come on.
Let me tell you right now where I wanna go. Gonna get there quick so I can take it slow. No Kokomo, no, yes we can. By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come rhyme with your daddy all night long. Wanna hear some funky C-Doc loops. Marcus J gonna sing a song by Troop. And spread my wings, fly away. Marvel at the infinite styles of Marcus J. Here is something you can understand. Marcus J, C-Doc, don't give a damn. MC's got nothing on me. Might grip too tight, scaredy cat squeeze. Doc, can you put me on, please, oh please. My rap's red hot, 110 degrees. Like sand on the beach as I begin to walk. Like tongue in my mouth as I begin to talk. These MC's must see these nuts. French vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe.
Surf MC must die. Surf MC must die. Surf MC must die. Surf MC must die.
I don't go to the beach, it comes to me. And I don't even know what the fuck that means. You think you're running the mic, or so it seems. But I'ma stop a runner at first base like Sid Bream. Know what I mean? I hope so, cause I don't. Still trying to figure out half of the shit I wrote. This ain't a joke, I wanna get Obama's vote. I write rhymes cause I'm broke, but I'm still broke. I only hope that this shit's gonna change. I'm the double cause the trouble with life is that it's strange. Sitting in the corner eating beans and rice. Think once, think twice, think three times. Think you can understand C-D-O-C rhymes. If the definition can't be defined, it's not a definition, kiss my behind. I got a rhyme in my head, I gotta get it out. You can surf if you want, but I'ma sit it out. Bullshit MCs, you better shit it out. Before the bullshit rhymes are getting spitted out. What's it about? I'm trying to save the earth from these whack MCs that got a lot of nerve since birth. Shit, son, for what it's worth, I ain't the Viet Cong, cuz
Charlie, don't surf!
That's a fantastic piece. About 6 foot. It's an outstanding piece. It's got both the long right and left slide. The bowl section is unbelievable. It's just Tube City.
Well, why didn't you tell me that before, good teacher? Why didn't you go teach this whole shitty country?
Do you want a masturbate?
Yes. Fucking up fools with my 9-gun. Chilling with the Slippy at the 7-1-1. Blow, blow, fight, kill, blow, murder.
Blow, blow. You win, just watch, tip top, and dreaming of a vulva. Duly noted, I'm feeling kinda bloated. Now could be a good time to wash a choda.
Sir, MC must die. Sir, MC must die. Sir, MC must die. Sir, MC must die.
Totally insane, but featuring some rather interesting samples there, of course. That was C-Doc, featuring Marcus J. Gilligan on vocals as well. Surf MCs Must Die, that particular album, very good indeed. Find that at blocksonic.com. Have a look for Divided We Stand, very good. Now, everybody must have probably heard this particular track or a derivation of this particular track for a while now. And in fact, it is featured in my Zumba class. So you can imagine me in my Zumba, because you've seen pictures of me doing my Zumba, haven't you? You can have seen pictures of me being a bit of an idiot, but it's great fun. Imagine me doing this. This is the Shithead remix by Doogie Silkstone. I'll let you guess what it is.
Stop.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah, that probably cleared your sinuses, didn't it? Certainly did me. That was by Doogie Silkston. You can find him at Doogie Silkston, soundcloud.com/Doogie Silkston. He is based in Plymouth in England. He's actually one of my son's friends. And a particular track was called Gangnam Mech, the Shithead remix. Very good stuff. Check out some of his wacky stuff. Do like it. excuse me. Oh, dear. Don't think I could dance to it, but then again... dancing to the standard version of Gangnam Style is a bit wacky, really, but hey, what the hell. Let's move on, change the tone. This is from an album called JJB in Dub. It's by John Brown's Body, or JBB in Dub, John Brown's Body in Dub. And the track's called Chased by Lions, which is a lot better than being deluged by lobsters, if you get my drift.
Thank you.
John Brand's Body in dub, and a track called Chased by Lions. You can find them at johnbrandsbody.com. Very, very good. Now, what else have I got to say news-wise? King Deluxe record label. One of my favourites, has been playing a long time. As you might know, you can find them at kingdeluxe.ca. And they have got PK always contacts me with stuff. I mean, I don't always play what he does, but he's a very good guy. And he keeps sending me some great music, and occasionally I sort of get into it after a while. And I think, my God, why didn't I get into that before? What does he know that I don't? But that's one of those things that you get from various different promoters. Some people are ahead of you, some people are behind you, and it's just interesting stuff. So this is from an album called When Will You Wake Up? It's called Glide, Sail, Float, and features Mirtha van der Wietering on the vocals, and you'll find Julian Meyer at soundcloud.com/Julian Meyer. That's M-I-E-R. He is from the Netherlands, and what he's done is he's put this track and another track from the album up available. The track stems are up available at King Deluxe. As I said, King Deluxe, D-L-U-X-E, D-E-L-U-X-E, well, that's C-A. Where you can get the track stems and you can do a remix. So if you want to get involved, if you are vaguely interested, if you've ever done a remix, or if you've never done a remix, you fancy having a go, go and have a go. There is a bit of a prize at the end of it. I won't tell you what it is. I'm going to go to King Deluxe to find out for yourself. But it's well worth doing. Wish I had the imagination myself to give it a go. Maybe one day I will, but not now. In the meantime, you have a listen to Glide, Sail and Float. Love that particularly lovely echoing at the very end there. When Will You Wake Up is the title of the album. The track was called Glide, Sail, Float, featuring Mirtha van de Wietering on vocals, originally by Julien Mayer. SoundCloud.com/Julien Mayer. Excellent stuff. Check it out. Moving from Netherlands via British Columbia and Canada, which is where the record label is, down now to Sydney in Australia. This is Leather Jacket by The Faults. Nice to get all rocking in, isn't it? So that was Leather Jacket by The Faults. You can find them at thefaults.bandcamp.com, where you can download a track for free. Not that particular track that I played, of course, but you can download one from free. And I got it from the magnificent SGC Media, who sent me that, and keep sending me some good stuff, so I'll keep playing it. From Sydney in Australia, as I said. All right, back to Ideology, back to Cologne and Berlin. This is a track I have played before, but it isn't completely being reworked. The track is originally called Salsa in Dub by Dub One. And of course, if you know, we actually had Dub One and Volker Trip from the Ideology record label on the phone, having a chat with me before. Dub One was just in the early stages of having a young baby, and I don't think he's actually managed to get any work out since then. One of the hazards of being a young parent, really. Anyway, he produced this fantastic album, and Salsa in Dub was one of the tracks. This is the Samba de Cifero remix by Zengineers, who are based in Cologne, and this has come out on a new album by my Ideology called Unoriginals, which I think is a marvellous title. However, the track is extremely original. Enjoy.
This ain't your daddy's car. It is sound.
That's a track given a dub treatment and then remixed in a drum and bass style. You know it's going to be PCP, don't you? So really, really good stuff indeed. That was Salsa and Dub, the Samba de Cifero remix by Zen Engineers, originally by Dub One. You can find Dub One at ideology.com, dub_1. And you can find the Zen Engineers, at soundcloud.com/Zen Engineers. Unoriginal mix, as they say, but I think it's rather fantastic, and I really do love. I love both of the guys, actually, both of what they do. I'm not going to show you how many folks are Inns Engineers, but they're damn fantastic. Right, moving on. This is the Dano Chilango remix of We Are One by Wacheklan.
Secure. I need a family to feel at home. My heart is finally at peace. I need a man to touch, love, be alive, and see the future. The land belong to men or God. Nobody owns the land. Land is free. So why wars? Why borders? Entre Estados Unidos y México. Wall entre l'Afrique et l'Europe. Wall entre Isaac et Ismaël. Wall, yeah, Berlin, the wall is down. We are one.
chercher l'amour, sentir la vie comme au premier jour. J'ai besoin d'un jour pour aimer la nuit, sentir l'envie comme au premier amour.
Love a bit of banger, don't you? I do. Definitely do love a bit of banger. Actually, my Zumba teacher likes a bit of banger as well, and so we get a bit of that as well. So not only am I dancing to some weird magic Gangnam style, but we're also doing some Bhangra. So if you have got a wedding and you want me to come along and do a bit of Bhangra, I'm your man. Yes, We Are One. The Dano Chilango remix was by Watcha Clan. You can find them at watchaclan.com. They're based in Marseille in France. Don't worry, I'm not going to really come along and do some dead dancing at your wedding. I'm going to save that for my daughter. cruel and unusual. Cruel and unusual punishment. I am indeed. Right, I'm going to be buggering off now because, as I said, I'm slightly pissed. I'm rather tired. I've got to get this done before tomorrow, Saturday. If you get this on Saturday, I'm working. That's what you do if you're self-employed. You work on Saturdays. But I'm still getting the podcast out for you. Have you missed me, by the way? I never get any feedback as to whether you'd rather have silence when I've gone and miss me, or whether when I put an old show into the feed, whether you actually like it. So drop me a line, pete.kogel@gmail.com. Tell me what you think. Go on, you know you want to. Right, one last thing before I go. Two last things. One is the Zumba charity thing will be coming to an end soon. If you have any few quid that you want to throw in at the last minute, if you've suddenly gone with Trump's, got yourself, won the lottery, that sort of thing, then head over to pete.kogel.com, find the link to the Zumba World Charity, World Record Charity. Shove a few quid in there and see what we can do to make this fantastic hospice have a few more quid. That's one thing. Second thing is the nomineeships. The nominations for the European Podcasting Awards 2012 are up, and I've registered myself. So if you want to vote for me, that is also available at pkogel.com. Go and find out. Mr. Rowley Cutler was saying that as I had won, and he has almost won the European. I won the European one. He won the UK one, and just narrowly missed the European one. Wouldn't it be nice if somebody else won the thing as well? Yeah, it would be rather nice. I quite like to see Dave and Caroline win on the podcast. But I still like win myself, you know what I mean? I couldn't do it last year because I wasn't allowed to. And I dare say Rowley's not allowed to this year. So, if you like my music, vote for me. If you like a bit of witty banter, vote for Dave and Caroline. Yes. Right, last track time. Finger Funk by James Big Booty. Yes, that is his name, James Big Booty, from Num Num Nah Records. Which has got no information at all about anything other than I like the track. So I shall leave you, num num nine, and this has been Pete, Big Booty, Kogel, saying ta-ta. I can't think of anything more witty to say than that. So I shall bugger off before I make a complete arse of it. Oh, I already have. Oh, okay then. See you soon, folks.